ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। This morning we are reading from Canto 4, Chapter 29, verse number 85. Since a lot of Hindi speaking people are sitting here, they may not understand the English, but still then I will try to give you the condensed version of this class at the end if you want to stay back. But otherwise, if you wish to enjoy the Hindi lecture, there's a second room over there. Over there you can hear in Hindi. So this is usually an English class, so that's why we're trying to speak in English. But those who can understand, that's fantastic. Adhyatma Paroksham Idam मायाधिगतं अद्भुतं एवं क्षत्रिय आश्रम पुंसास् चिन्नो अमुत्र च संशया आध्यात्म परोक्षम इदं मायाधिगतं अद्भुतं एवं क्षत्रियाश्रमं पुरुषं एवं क्षत्रियाश्रमं पुंसां चिन्नमुत्र च संशया आद्वता प्रोक्षमिदं आध्यात्म प्रोक्षमिदं मायाधिगतं अद्भुतम् एवं क्षत्रियाश्रमं पुंसं एवं क्षत्रियाश्रम पुंसं चिन्नमुत्र च संशया। Whatever translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki Adyatama, spiritual, paroksham, describe authority, idam, this, maya, by me, adigatam, heard, adbhutam, wonderful, evam, thus, sitpriya, with a wife, ashrama, shelter, bumsam, of the living entity, chinna, finished, amutra, about life after death, cha, also, samsaya, doubt. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, the allegory of King Puranjana, described herein according to authority, was heard by me from my spiritual master, and it is full of spiritual knowledge. If one can understand the purpose of this allegory, he will certainly be relieved from the bodily conception and will clearly understand life after death. Although one may not understand what transmigration of the soul actually is, one can fully understand it by studying this narration. Kindly repeat after me. This allegory of King Puranjana, described herein, according to authority, was heard by me from my spiritual master and is full of spiritual knowledge. If one can understand the purpose of this allegory, he will certainly be relieved from the bodily conception and will clearly understand life after death. although one may not understand what transmigration of the soul actually is, one can fully understand it by studying this narration. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. The word Sutriya, meaning along with the wife, is significant. The male and female living together constitute the sum and the substance of the material existence. The attraction between the male and female in this material world is very strong. In all species of life, the attraction between male and female is the basic principle of existence. The same principle of intermingling is also in human society, but it is in a regulative form. Material existence means living together as male and female and being attracted by one another. However, when one fully understands spiritual life, his attraction for the opposite sex is completely vanquished. By such attraction, one becomes overly attached to this material world. It is a hard knot within the heart. Pumsa sutriya mithune bhavam etam tayor mitto hridaya granthi mahu atho graha shetra sutapta viter janasya mohayam aham ameti. Everyone comes to this material world attracted to sense gratification, and the hard knot of sense gratification is the attraction between male and female. By this attraction, one becomes overly attached to the material world in terms of griha, kshetra, suta, apta and vitha. That is, home, land, children, friends, money and so forth. Thus, one becomes entangled in the bodily conception of I and mine. However, if one understands the story of King Puranjana and understands how by sexual attraction Puranjaya became a female in his next life, one will also understand the process of transmigration. At the end of the purport, there is a special note by Srila Prabhupada. According to the Vijaya Dwaja Tirtha, who belongs to Madhvacharya Sampradaya, the first two of the following verses appear after verse 45 of the chapter, and the remaining two verses appear after verse 79. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmilitam Yenai Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Namahum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishnaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Thinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshitarne Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Mahabhadanaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Ramane Gauratuse Nama. Namo Brahmane Devaya Go Brahmahitaya Cha Jagathitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Nama. E Krishna Karuna Sindhu दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुत देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशकल्पद्रुम कृपा सिंधु वैवच पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. थैंक यू वेरी मच. आई डोंट नो हाउ मेनी पीपल अंडरस्टैंड द English here. A lot of people are come as a visitors, and you're all staying back for hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you very much. This process of hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam goes all over the world, at the same time, at the same different places all over the world. So people get benefited by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. The normal people who are usual visitors to the temple, it's very difficult for them to congregate and lend their ear to the narrations of the Srimad Bhagavatam. But the great Acharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, inculcated these principles in us so that we can understand the subject matter in association with the devotees. Sometimes we try to tend to leave these classes and try to stay back in our own residences, trying to have our own curriculum. But Srila Prabhupada said, the family which eats together, does kirtan together, hears Srimad Bhagavatam together, they stay together. Otherwise, Maya is very, very powerful. The moment we think that we can enjoy anything, either Bhagavatam, or eating prasadam, or doing kirtan in seclusion, there's a possibility he will fall down. Because Prabhupada says, this all things have to be done together in the association of devotees. And as long as we have the state of remaining in the association of the devotees, our life will be intact. And if we think that, yes, I have become learned now, I don't need the association of the new bhaktas, or I don't need the newcomers, there's a possibility the wrath is waiting for such type of people. Because the great Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, who is giving the purports and the wonderful analogies for us to understand the subject matter very well, can linger constantly in our consciousness and we can remain attached to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. In this wonderful purport, from many days we are hearing how the sense gratification and attachment to the opposite sex is very, very the nature of this material world. But when we come in association with the devotees of the Lord, that's how we'll be able to break the granthi's attachments. Prabhupada says that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and one who hears directly from the Supreme Personality of Godhead or His representative, there's a possibility that our our deficiencies can be overcome. We have deficiency. What is our deficiency? We tend to cheat. We have got imperfect senses. We have got imperfect knowledge, and we have got we commit mistakes. Under these four deficiencies, how do we understand the subject matter which is only for the hamsas? Srila Prabhupada ji says the devotee who is 100% following Krishna, he is a perfect representative of Krishna. In our lives we have seen Srila Prabhupada, the great Acharya who walked among us. He gave everything explicitly to the people who can try to break these granthis in spite of they are situated in this material world. Srila Prabhupada said that I heard this from my spiritual master, and ultimately this whole parampara which is coming from Krishna is very, very powerful. And when we try to hear from such realized souls, then it's possible that we will be overcome these deficiencies. How do we overcome these deficiencies? The moment you try to approach a spiritual master. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Tadvidi pranipateina pariprashneina sevaya udikshantate jnanam jnanena tatvadarshan. When you try to approach a tatvadarshi, one who has understood the subject matter, the tatva, then he will be able to impregnate within you the seeds of bhakti, because you will lend your ears to him, and by hearing this Bhagavata katha, your granthis will be overcome. Srimad Bhagavatam, we have seen earlier in the chapter number 3, chapter number 4, many examples have come. We have seen, we have heard the narrations of Supreme Personality of Godhead coming in different incarnations. At the end of the completions, we say that those who will hear these narrations, they will be delivered back home, back to Godhead. But here we see those who will hear this narration will be able to overcome the bodily situations. We are all on a bodily platform. But yet our spiritual master has been very kind. Srila Prabhupada has been able to, he was so kind that he gave everything to us. In his initial stage, when he was in America, when nobody knew him, how did he start the movement? If you just meditate on the biography, Srila Prabhupada's biography, you will just come to know what a sannyasi had to do. He had to train the disciples. One anecdote. One couple came who were completely in a situation, they were all staying in a hippie situation. But they got attracted to the holy name of the Lord. On the other day, we had a wonderful devotee from Alachua. He was giving the lecture. He was saying how just by hearing the holy name, we could transcend the effect of LSD and so many other effects on our life. What was that? That was only because of the purity of Srila Prabhupada, who didn't deflect from the instructions of his spiritual master, who didn't concoct the message of Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada ji says the Bhagavad Gita completely says Dharma Kshetra Krukshetra. But so-called other teachers, they said this Dharma Kshetra is a body. So how can these rascals be representing Krishna if they are not trying to repeat the words of Krishna as it is? So that's why we don't have to hear such type of people. Sometimes while sitting in Vrindavan Dham, we get so much attracted. All of you, we get attracted sometimes to the Babajis who claim that we are not in parampara, but we see that they don't exist in parampara. So all those disciples who are coming into contact with Krishna consciousness, don't get allured by such type of things. There's a trap. And if you fall in this trap, you will never be able to understand the subject matter very well, or you will not be able to advance in the spiritual life. So that's why we have to hear from a bona fide acharyas. We have to hear from a bona fide spiritual master. So this is what is Narada Muni saying. That all these things what you have to hear, you must hear from a bona fide spiritual master. And as long as you hear from a bona fide spiritual master, and if you act upon his advice, you will be able to transcend the pangs of this material world. Otherwise, it's very, very difficult. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mama Maya Duratya. It's very difficult to overcome the modes of the material nature. But except one who surrenders 100% to the Krishna and the spiritual master. The quality of spiritual master, you have to see none other than His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. If you just go into his pastimes, you see how till the 55 year of his life, he was always meditating upon the instructions of his spiritual master. Though he didn't associate much with the spiritual master, but yet he was contemplating on the instruction of the spiritual master. That kept him always intact in Krishna consciousness. And at the age of 55 or 52, he said, tea or me? He could just take off from the grihastha life and came to Vrindavan. He was not overly attached to his family. But because while he was in the family also, he was meditating upon the instruction of his spiritual master. Those contemplations, those meditations kept his fire of Krishna consciousness all the time alive. And the same fire, when he went to the Western world in 1965, you could see there was nobody besides him. Just only think how he can please Krishna and his spiritual master. Because his spiritual master had said that you go to the Western world and preach this Krishna consciousness. And there was nobody. And there was except those hippies who came in association with him just by hearing the holy name. A pure acharya, when he pregnates the seed of bhakti by giving the holy name of the Lord, even the hippies dance in ecstasy. On that day, I was not able to ask the question to that Prabhuji, and he met me in market. I asked, what was the difference between you and Prabhupada when he gave you the holy name and you were under the influence of LSD and everything? He said, it was only the purity of the holy name from a pure acharya. The moment I heard this holy name of the Lord from Prabhupada, there's something started happening in my heart. I could understand that what he is telling is right. In our Bharatavarsha, we see so many big pandals, so many big things happening. Why people are not able to give this tea up? Why? What is the reason? Because the platform of that Bhagavata, from where they are dissipating the Bhagavatam, that person is not himself free from the modes of material nature. Because his ulterior ways of speaking the Bhagavatam is based on some dakshina. And when that Bhagavatam is given to the people on the basis of dakshina, there is no effect. We see many people going to such places and they return as it is. As it is means they are attached to tea, they are attached to griha, they are attached to the family life, they are attached to their business, they are attached to their drinking, they are attached to all that nonsense they do regularly. But they get so much intoxicated by just conducting such a Bhagavad Kathas for the pleasure of their ancestors and so on and so forth. And they become yajmans over there. And that is their attraction. When they become yajmans, that is their intoxication. Because it's very seldom that you can overcome this intoxication of name, fame and adoration. That is why when we hear from great acharyas, these wonderful narrations, our hearts change. Didn't we see that when we are hearing from Prabhupada's lectures, our heart is also changing? We were also basically in the material world. But by hearing constantly from Srila Prabhupada, the Srimad Bhagavatam, and hearing these wonderful narrations of the Srimad Bhagavatam, our heart churned. And there is no affinity, even if we may be grihasthas, brahmacharis, sannyasis, or whatever it is, especially this is an analogy of the grihasthas. It's very, very difficult. Grihastha jeevan ki aasaktiyon ko todana bada hi mushkil rehta. इसीलिए सदाचार्यों के मुखारबंद से जब हम भागवत को सुनते हैं तो हमारी आसक्तियों को तोड़ने में सक्षम रहता. That is why Srimad Bhagavatam is pivotal in completely transmigrating us from the material platform to the spiritual world, because this constant hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam can give us access to Krishna. This holy name in the Brajadham can give us access to Krishna. That is why we must remain always in the association of the devotees. On the other day, we were discussing so many things. But we missed one aspect, that is association. If we focus on the association of the devotees, our life will be very, very important. Srila Prabhupada has given this wonderful house in which all of us can study and stay. Who can stay? Who has got qualification? What is that qualification? That you try to lend your ear 100% to the acharyas who are able to give you Krishna consciousness. Those devotees who have transcended from this name, fame and adoration. As long as you are in the name, fame and adoration, you will not be able to sprout Krishna consciousness in the jivas. There's a very good example in Hindi. Chuhe ko mil gayi haldi, ban baitha pasari. A rat, he got little bit of turmeric and he thought that he has become the merchant of all the situations. So everything whatever is coming to us is coming to us by Srila Prabhupada. And we may be in Bharatvarsha, we have grown in the Bharatvarsha in a Brahmanical culture, but we had no Brahmanical culture. Even if somebody say that I am a Brahmana, but it's all do paise ka genu. Ab to wo 10 paise and 10 rupay ka ho gaya. So we don't have such quality. But when we read Srila Prabhupada's books, we see what is Brahmanical culture, what is Vedic culture, and what is Srimad Bhagavatam. So here we see the Puranjana is an example. We are all Puranjanas and Puranjanis in the grass of life. How can we get attached to the lotus feet of Krishna? When we lend our ear to this Srimad Bhagavatam without name, fame and adoration and remain constantly engaged in the devotional service, never matter whether you are 80 years old, 85 years old or 90 years old. We have a great example in front of us, Srila Prabhupada. We don't have to look for the examples here and there. At the age of 85, Srila Prabhupada was walking like a lion. What was that energy? What was that beauty? What was that substance within him? It was completely affinity to the lotus feet of his spiritual master and his instruction and ultimate attraction to the lotus feet of Krishna. That will give you the energy. Never ever think that you have become old in your life. In Krishna consciousness, we don't have the examples of the old people. If we have the best example of an old people, it is only Srila Prabhupada, who was working till his last moment. If you see how he was dedicated, at the last moment in Vrindavan, when he was narrating wonderful pastimes, wonderful narrations, wonderful instructions, just sleeping on the bed, when he was about to die, what great example you can have in your life than him. It's the problem is that we are not. Earlier we said in the earlier classes we have heard. The problem is we are not chanting the holy name of correctly. We are not able to give up our prior attachments. We fall back to our own family members. We fall back under the association of those materialistic relationships. The moment you surrender as a disciple, you're not your property of your husband, you're not a property of your wife, you're not property of your family members. I don't understand why a disciple cannot understand this the moment he takes initiation, the moment he connects with his spiritual master. Why cannot he understand that this life doesn't belong to him? It's very, very difficult for me to see that people get relapses in after coming to Krishna consciousness. They always fall, oh my mama, my papa, my daddy, my mummy has come. I have to give attention to her. No sir. Spiritual knowledge says that the moment you have surrendered to Krishna, pure devotee, the moment you have surrendered to the spiritual master, at the time you should not have affinity to your family members. And it If at all it should be affinity, it should be like this. Like how? If you keep a grain on the horn of a cow, what? Repeat. If you keep the grain on the horn of a cow, how long it is going to stay? It's not going to stay for long. That is the affinity what you should have to your father and a mother. Forget about the worldly other things. But no, while we come in the spiritual life also, we have got kintu parantu. But if, what's going to happen to my life? And that is the greatest shackles in our life. Within yourself, in the subtle body, we are talking about subtle body and a gross body. We have talked about the wonderful descriptions here in the life of a Puranjana. In the subtle body, also if you have got some inclination of gratifying your senses, never ever think that you can ever please Krishna with your gross body. अंतर मन के हृदय में अगर आपको भौतिक वस्तुओं के प्रति आसक्ति है, बाहरी आवरण आपको कृष्ण को या गुरु को प्रसन्न नहीं कर सकता है. That's why when you come to the spiritual life, you do 100% surrender. And when you have gotten 100% surrender, then everything can come into your consciousness. And a wonderful example, once upon a time, Krishna and Arjuna, they were traveling together. We have heard many times this example. So the one Brahmana is eagerly waiting when Krishna is going to come to my hut and grace me. And this Vipra Brahmana was not having anything except the cow. When Krishna went there, Arjuna went there. So he was very much pleased to see Krishna and Arjuna there. Then this Brahmana came and wanted to clean all the mat and everything and make Krishna comfortable by sitting there. Then he brings the fresh milk for Krishna and he says, you know, you please have this milk. I have got only one cow and, you know, that's what I take care of. And when Krishna drinks that milk, he is very happy. Arjuna is also very happy. He's seeing him very nicely, okay. But the moment he goes away, Krishna says, I would like to take something from you. So he takes the cow, because Krishna is lover of cows. Namo Brahmana Devaya Go Brahmahitaya. He loves the cows. This was a beautiful cow. And Brahmana was again and again telling, I love this cow. This is very beautiful cow. This is my cow. And the moment he gets up, he said that, please give me this cow. Now Arjuna is completely seeing from left and right. This Brahmana said he doesn't possess anything. He has no possessions. He has nothing except this cow. And yet Krishna is asking this cow. Huh? So he goes, he's burning inside. Why Krishna is doing like this? And Krishna could feel that Arjuna is becoming very agitated by my act. He said that, what is happening? Why you are not able to talk? He says, no, I'm all right. No, something is still bugging to you. Now please tell me, what is bugging you? He said, oh Krishna, oh Keshava, oh Govinda. Didn't you hear this Brahmana was saying that he has nothing in possession, and yet you just asked him this cow. He said, Arjuna, you don't know. He's about to reach my eternal abode, but he's still attached to little cow. So I wanted to relieve him from this attachment of the cow, and he takes the cow back. So when Krishna is merciful upon the devotee, he takes everything from him. Sarvadharmam paritajamam ekam sharanam bhaja aham tva sarva papi bimoksha sami mahasucha. And in our life, in our Chaitanya movement, in Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, what is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying? Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, na kavitam, va jagdish kamai. Abandon all varieties. and just surrender and not look for these petty things. But what happens to us? When we come into Krishna consciousness also, we still feel entrapped by these things. Why? Because we have not understood this knowledge from Tattva. We still, when we come to Krishna consciousness, we try to gain all these possessions. We have not come to ISKCON to become temple presidents or GBCs or gurus. We had come to ISKCON become devotees. Sarva upadhi vinur muktam. Let these upadhis don't distract from you from Krishna. These upadhis are distraction from Krishna. These upadhis are allurements along with Krishna consciousness. But one who is taking this responsibility as Guru's mercy, he can only be intact in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, he will get trapped by name, fame and adoration. And then he will also change the ashrams. From brahmachari he will become grihastha, from grihastha he will become grihamedhi, and from grihamedhi he will be in the oblivion. And where, what happened to this wonderful person? Because something crept in his consciousness that he is wanting to be on the substance. He wants to enjoy Krishna along with his senses. When you try to enjoy the senses along with Krishna, you don't know what are you doing in your life. So, Prabhus, in spiritual life, from these allegories, what do we gain? We gain the strength of spiritual life. That we have to be careful, otherwise Maya is very, very strong. Because this is little one life. One little life, if you are going to mess up with this life, You had it. Prabhus, that is why you always aspire. Don't become lazy. Don't become crazy. Always aspire association of the devotees. Wherever there is laziness, lots of prasadam. We tend to eat. It will purify my existence. But it is making my existence more and more hefty. More and more hefty. I am becoming lethargy. I tend to become lazy. I tend to not dance in Krishna consciousness, in Guru Puja. I tend to forget offer my flowers to Prabhupada every morning. I start thinking that I can do it at my home. But Prabhupada ji has made this wonderful office, wonderful house where we can all live together. And he had shown this example to the whole world. That all the races, all the isms, they can come and take the shelter of ISKCON. But the representatives of ISKCON have to be in Leo with the instructions of the Srila Prabhupada all the time. When they will be in Leo with the instructions of the Srila Prabhupada all the time, then they will not be able to discriminate between black and white. They will not be able to discriminate between poor and rich. That process has to start generating in our consciousness, and that is the real mood of Srila Prabhupada within this ISKCON. He has given us the excellent example, Prabhus, and that's why we have to sort of cultivate this knowledge in the association, the devotees, and when we study these these examples, analogies, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, will remain Krishna conscious all the time and will be able to please Prabhupada with our humility and complete surrender. And if he is pleased with our endeavors, then our association in his abode is guaranteed. But what it takes, we should be Vairagya Vidya should be always our focal point. If this Vairagya is not cultivated in all the four ashramas, they will become one day burden on your head. all the four ashramas. If you are not cultivating vairagya in a grihastha life, it is going to become a lot of attachment for you. Land, wife, money, all these things. But we have to learn from Prabhupada how he utilized everything in the service of Krishna. He was the richest man in the world, and he utilized everything in the service of Krishna. Like that, any grihastha in Krishna consciousness, if he utilizes everything in the service of Krishna, then he will be safe. He will be called not Grihamedi, he will be called Grihastha Ashram. Every ashram is connected with Krishna. But that ashram which is tending you to fall back on the sense gratification is not really ashram. Either it will be a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha or sannyas. In the sannyas ashram also, if you tend to gratify your senses in the association of so many people, there's a possibility your volatile senses are going to give you a hard time. These volatile senses are going to give you a hard time in any ashram. But always try to cultivate more austerity, more tapasya, and work hard all the time. 24/7. We have seen Srila Prabhupada working hard. Only he was sleeping for 2 hours. But yet he was giving instruction to his disciples. You must sleep at least 5 to 6 hours. What a compassionate spiritual master. Huh? So at least the more we grow towards death, try to minimize your eating, minimize your sleeping, minimize your, utilizing money for yourself, or utilizing time for gramikatha. If you can utilize maximum time for service, that will purify our senses and will keep you always agile as well as fragile. It will always keep you very happy. Otherwise, you will become very much attached to post, power, money, and all these things. And honey. And then if you have honey, then you will like to also have bunny. And when you have a bunny, then you try to please his also offspring. And perpetually you will be entrapped in the illusion of grihastha life. And there is no coming out of this situation. It's only the pure Acharya's nectar. When you hear, lend your Prabhupada's lectures, you lend. And then automatically you will come to know how the granthis will be developing. How these knots will be broken by hearing pure Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the only way that we'll be able to get out of our life. There is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. Lord Chaitanya has taught us. Srila Prabhupada has taught us. And Vartaman, good disciples of Srila Prabhupada are teaching us. And wherever there are subordinate problems, they will exist all the time. But we have to pray in a humble manner to Prabhupada and Krishna. Please keep us always intact in your service. Make this wretched fool to serve this wonderful movement. That's how we'll be able to progress in our spiritual life. Thank you very much. I don't want to take much time. Usually it's 9 o'clock is the end of the class. I'm not a scholarly person, but I am not a lazy person. That's very clear. So, in my life of 35 years of Krishna consciousness, I have not been lazy. I have tried to do whatever I can for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada. And those disciples who have led my spiritual life in association with the devotees. So, we are making a wonderful temple at New Bombay. It's a very huge temple. I don't know who is going to accomplish it. But somehow that Prabhupada is doing it. And great, wonderful Vaishnavas are helping. It's the very biggest temple over there. And I don't know how it is happening, but it's happening. So you all pray for me. Pray for all of devotees who are doing this wonderful task in India. And so that we can remain Krishna conscious all the time. Please, anytime you are in Bombay, New Bombay, you are most welcome to visit our temple. There are so many devotees, wonderful place, beautiful place, and it's coming up. We are on the fourth floor. We pray to Prabhupada that please give us Shakti. Please, I often say that, please sanction this application that we can accomplish this project by 2015. At least 1 year before our 50th anniversary of ISKCON. It's a huge project. It's almost about 3 lakh ornated structure there, spread over 9 acres of land, a very picturesque, very beautiful, within Bombay, yet out of Bombay. It's just like Switzerland. So anytime you're there, please, most welcome to come. Panchagoda Prabhu has consented that he's going to be there in Bombay in the first week of September. So we'll feel very, very happy and rejuvenated by his association and presence there. Any of you, anytime you wish to come that place, you're most welcome to acknowledge and accept the hospitality of 50 devotees over there who are working very hard for this project. Any questions and comments, please? Yes, Panchagoda Prabhu.
Can you give a balanced response to neglecting your parents and family and treating them like ordinary people or just disregarding them? Because a lot of times neophytes, they really take this to heart. They, you know, there's a fine line to moderation.
Yes.
So that stood out a lot in my brain when you said that. And some people may digest it in the wrong way.
First of all, we have to understand why we have come to ISKCON. Yes, Prabhuji repeated the question that, you know, he has also got sometimes this problem because he sees that a lot of people come and they also say how they can relate to their parents and their family members and everything. Correct? Is it correct?
Immature way.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Not to reject their parents in a mature way. Immature way, yes. So, you see, first of all, we have to understand that we have come to Krishna consciousness. And when we come to Krishna consciousness, our list of requirements starts beginning. You know, I am the son of my mother, I am a son of my father. And then he realizes that he has to do something for the parents, because when he starts, you know, reading and hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam at the time also, he hears that one should not sort of reject his parents and this and that. But when we come to Krishna consciousness, we must know that we have come to become sadhus. You cannot just be attached to your family members all the time. But yes, giving due respect to your father and mother is our basic, you know, responsibility. But not getting entrapped in that relationship again, because we have come to Krishna consciousness after just knowing that, you know, I want to be a sadhu, I want to be a simple person, and I want to, you know, abandon, sort of. But anytime by chance you are found in Hare Krishna temple by your parents, you can't say that just leave this place, or just I don't belong to you, or you are not my son. But you have to also slowly make them understand what is Krishna consciousness and why I have taken this responsibility of surrendering myself to ISKCON. I'm sure a Krishna conscious, good parents, they will not want anything from a sadhu. They will also want you to be very comfortable, very nice. But in turn, if you are able to cultivate their Krishna consciousness also, that's something fantastic. In India, we have seen sometimes the parents are very much attached to the children. And it's very difficult for them to follow this. Sarva dharmam parityajam mam ekam sharanam raja. It's very difficult for them. Because they feel that, no, I have got an obligation to my father, I have got an obligation to my mother. And it also happened to me in 1978 when I joined ISKCON in Juhu. You know, I was ABC in Bombay. But they thought that, you know, what happened to him? I was so immature at the time. For 6 years, I didn't tell my parents what I was doing. They were thinking that I am AZ and whatever it is over there. But one fine morning, when they wanted to come to Hare Krishna Mandir, they came. They saw that I am doing service in the temple. And instantly they became very, very, very angry with me. So that you have kept us in dark for 6 years and you are serving here. I'm not going to come because our principle is that we don't take anything from the temple. We always give something to the temple. And you had made us to stay here for 3 days, 4 days. So no, no, this is a place where I stay and please have darshan and everything. And after 1 week, they became very angry and they left. But in due course of a time, their attraction, as usual, the parents have attraction to the son. That anger subsided after 6 months and they wanted to know what I am doing. Then I told them what I am doing and slowly, slowly, slowly they understood the purpose of my life. And I was not going to be cowed down by their instruction that I should go back to my material life. But when I slowly, slowly talked to them and they also started understanding that what they were as Brahmana, they are not real Brahmanas. They were meat-eater Brahmanas, so I had to tell them that you are not a real Brahmana. So when they heard this, they were completely happy with me and they also became Krishna conscious and they started living happily in their homes. They allowed me to stay in the ashram happily, and by chance if they came in contact with the devotees or devotees took their service, they also got purified, and slowly, slowly the families completely changed and they became very happy. Not only father and mother, the brothers, sisters and relatives, they all became Krishna conscious. The patience is the ornament of a Vaishnava. Everywhere, if you want to become a better Vaishnava, you have to have a patience. You want to deal with your parents, you have to have a patience. You want to deal with your wife, if you are about to take sannyas, you have to have patience. You want to deal with your children, they are very volatile, you have to have a patience. And this patience and separation of this, you know, the good time, it heals all the wounds. We have heard about this. And this is true. When you take, you know, patient hearing from all these people, our life becomes very blissful. Their life also becomes blissful. But I don't know how it works in the West. But in India, it has happened with me like that. In the West, sometimes... but sometimes I hear wonderful good stories about Vasugosh Prabhu. He had a wonderful mother. And she was attached to Vasugosh Prabhu. And slowly, slowly, she transformed. And she became vegetarian. She started hearing his son. And he saw that, you know, she became very, very sattvic. She loved how he's staying in Baroda and like that. And ultimately, the able son also helped the mother to pass away very nicely in Krishna conscious way. And that is the benefit of Krishna consciousness. This benefit of Krishna consciousness is in the long run. It is not instantly there. It is not instantly there. You have to have patience. You have to give time to transform yourself and your family. Once you do that, it's possible that we can help others to become Krishna consciousness. And that's what... this is my humble request on this day. Those who are taken up to Krishna consciousness, those who have surrendered to Krishna, never ever think that what is going to happen to you. If you have faith, Krishna is going to make you all the time blissful. And that's with that faith, I continued my 35 years of my Krishna consciousness. And with that faith, I will continue to live in ISKCON, because you must have 100% faith in the process what you are practicing. And any time the Maya creeps in your consciousness, you had it, Prabhuji, and that's the end of our spiritual life. Yes, Prabhuji, your question. Yes. Thank you very much. I'm sorry for my blabbing. I'm not a very scholarly person, but thank you very much for listening. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Shri Shri Radha Shama Sundar Bhagavan ki, Nithai Gaur Sundar Bhagavan ki, Krishna Balaram ki, Gaur Premanande.